the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday Hump Day Podcast. In today's show, Lise is going to offload some facts about people that are banned from the Met Gala.
Sorry. Yep.
At the moment, though, she's trying to get an app to record
it
her voice.
It is so hard
into words. Do you know what? The best thing. You don't do this so much, Sarah, so you're not really in this. The best thing about watching Lise use her phone to do things is, you know, have you seen the trailer for that upcoming movie, Poms?
Yeah, the old cheerleaders.
The old ladies in cheerleaders.
Yes.
Watching them, like, learn how to cheerlead is like watching Lise use her phone.
Also, at the end of the show, I'm going to save you the camel news that I wanted to put in the show today, but got blocked.
I was just going to say, when you listen to the Anna Wintour content that Lise has to share about the Met Gala later today.
It makes me really happy I'm not a fashionable or famous person.
Listen to this. If you want to know who Anna Wintour really is from her background, at the age of 15, she began dating well-connected older men to try and get a leg up into the fashion industry.
No, that was back in, that would have been back in the 70s or 60s even. So that doesn't make it okay, but that was a sign of the times.
The
back
60s,
then.
You're
the
right.
60s.
There you go. Anyway, here's the best of today's show before producer Aaron knocks me out.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I do have a very interesting little story here about a small Filipino town just north of Manila, which is the capital of Filipino.
Holy crap.
Of the Philippines.
That's grade eight geography coming along quite nicely there.
Ah, yes, Filipino.
Anyway, get this. They have made gossiping illegal.
How does that happen?
So it's a new local law that is wanting to prevent rumours from spreading throughout the community. Apparently summer, which it isn't summer there, but they're rolling it out now so that when it is summer, there'll be no more gossiping because summer is a heightened trash-talking season in Filipino, in the
Why?
Philippines. Because people from the community gather in the shade and start talking trash about one another.
Okay, that's fine. But how do they police this?
Okay, well, basically, if you're caught talking about somebody else's relationships or financial situations, you're going to pay 200 pesos, that's $5.50 AUD, and you're going to be made to do 3 hours of garbage collecting in the streets.
Oh, wow, that's hardcore.
That's hardcore. If you are caught reoffending, that bumps it up to 8 hours of garbage collecting.
Wow.
And $30.
Okay, do you in your mind, do you think gossiping is more of a female-driven task?
Yes.
Well, I'll add to your story because yesterday, out of the University of California, a study came out that said men engage in just as much negative gossip
Ooh.
As women. Yes, that's right. So women are more likely to gossip in a neutral information sharing kind
yes.
of way.
Yeah, okay.
Whereas when men participate in gossip, it's always, mostly negative,
quite negative,
you know, people's financial information, affairs, all that kind of thing. They get right down to it. So there you go.
Well,
so if anyone's listening thinking, oh, I'll have to tell the missus she'll be collecting garbage for gossip, no, mate, you'll be in there too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep. Also, 3/4 of younger people, that's where all gossip comes from. Older people, they don't care anymore. They do not care.
I don't buy that for a second.
Well, that's what the research has said out of that very useless study that has basically said everyone gossips and it's ubiquitous.
Well, I think it is too.
We should get a study about something. It's so easy to get one funded.
We're not going to get a study about anything. Those two girls.
I have a confession to make. Now, often after work when the kids are at school, mm-hmm. I will have the house to myself for a few hours. And during that time, I like to have a cup of tea and sit down in front of the telly and, you know, binge watch a show or two occasionally.
Absolutely.
All right, you're here with me, but the show that I've been binge watching lately is not meant for adults. In fact, it's on ABC for kids, and it is a kids' cartoon called Bluey.
Yes. Thought it was called Harmonica.
No, it's the most wonderful, hilarious kids' cartoon that's about a family of blue heeler dogs. Here he is. Here's the right one. Here she is, I should say.
Bluey!
I think this requires an intervention.
No,
you cannot be binge-watching.
I do. There are only 7-minute episodes, so I can get through four and there's half an hour. I classify that as a binge.
What happens to Bluey in each episode? Like, is it actually good?
Yes, it is so funny. So
like
I deep-dived into why I like it so much. Now, it's a cartoon about two working parents. They have two daughters. It's set in Brisbane.
Okay.
And the creators, I should say, are blokes who worked on Charlie and Lola cartoons in London. Right? Come on, you liked Charlie and Lola, right?
That
surely.
Gave me the shits, that show.
What?
Oh, wow.
No.
No. And it's this wonderful example of there's a father character in it who he is just gold. He's present, he's patient, he's imaginative. The episodes are centered on things like going to the dump with dad.
Okay, so is it an aspirational thing? You want to be like Bluey's dad?
You know what? I would say it is, it encourages parents to play with their kids based on watching this show. So,
but you're binging Bluey and letting your kids just...
Well, they're not home while I do that. But it has actually inspired play in our home that happens on the Bluey show. I'm talking about my girls asking, can we go down to the creek? Can we go to the dump with dad? I'm going to play grannies. Let's play neighbours. Like, there's all these amazing episodes. I am telling you, this thing has been downloaded 10 million times since it launched in October last year. It's going global at the end of this year. And they've said, we're not losing the Aussie accents, because often when Aussie things go over, they get dubbed right in another one. But no, Aussie accents. I'm telling you, Bluey is already huge in Oz and it is going. I reckon it's going to be the new Peppa Pig. That's my prediction. I want to write the day down, 8th of May.
Oh, God. She's
so when merchandise starts blowing out and you all out there start watching Bluey.
And people start wanting to find blue heeler dogs on Gumtree.
Yes.
And
there will be Bluey birthday cakes.
You reckon?
Mark my words.
But what's one to watch. What's the dog's involvement in going to the dump?
Because it's a family of cattle dogs. That's the characters, you derbrain.
Oh, I thought they were human parents.
No, they're blue. It's a blue heeler family. If you were listening instead of switching off, this is the problem with your generation, Lise, of parents. You've lost the knack
Our
of
generation.
Play and listening. Yes.
I play plenty, but you know what? Can Bluey open doors like my Great Dane can? No.
I saw that video on your Instagram. Can you put it up on ours, please? Because
there should be a show called Mini. Actually, somebody messaged me and said that there's a reality show in Mini, The Adventures of Mini and I.
Yeah, I think so.
I messaged it to myself. I'll pitch it to something.
Is this you?
Someone.
Is this you branching out on your own? Just me and my dog.
I'll put the video on. Those two
girls. Hey, look, I don't want to be considered a party pooper.
That's already said and done. That's all said and done.
But I've got to get something off my chest, and that is how tired and annoyed I am of receiving emails from strangers that have a kiss at the end of them.
You mean an X or an O?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
For me, unless I would kiss you in real life or have kissed you in real life, don't send that at the bottom of a professional email. How do you feel about this, Lise? Because we get quite a few of them. I'm talking PR agencies and PR agencies. And it is, I'm not okay with it.
I think it's one of two things. Either people actually genuinely forget who they're writing to and they might assume
that. Well, don't forget, I'm an angry lady.
But it's almost like the equivalent of a slip of the tongue. Like, you know, when you say to someone...
like in the kiss?
Like a patch. But you know when, like, you might be typing a text to your best mate and go XOXO, and then the next text you write might be to your boss, and you're just in the throat. You just kind of forget yourself for a second and you just sign off XOXO.
I don't think so. I think they're accidental ones. And if that really happened, you'd be mortified and you'd send a message to your boss going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was texting my mate and I forgot.
But then I think the line gets blurred because we do have one colleague who's super lovely, super friendly. Everybody loves her. She's just one of those beautiful, fun people to be around. And she signs off her professional emails with an X. And we've all spoken about that.
But then it doesn't
is that
become,
okay because
it doesn't
it's her.
Become professional. And I don't know whether this
but it's an
helms
internal
back
email.
To like being in corporate email land for many, many years. But I would never have signed off with an X on an email to someone.
Right.
I know it's a way of people thinking, I'm friendly, I'm likable, I'm here if you need, but just write best wishes or kind regards or chat soon.
I mean,
but
do
not
you even have a heart?
No, I don't.
Well, look, 13, 10, 60, guys.
Kisses
we want
are
you,
for friends.
We want you to weigh in here. I mean, we know that Sarah is cold-hearted and she doesn't like affection in this form, but do you guys think signing X or XO on a professional email or a text to someone that you're not that familiar with, is it okay or is it not okay?
I think you're not cold-hearted, Sarah. I think your point is I don't want a meaningless kiss hug. I don't want to, I want one that actually means something from a friend rather than just this is your default way of ending an
yeah,
email,
absolutely.
You weirdo.
It's lazy. Write the words.
Boom. 30, 10, 60, kisses, hugs from professional emails.
Yeah, strangers.
And text messages. Is it on or not?
Let's go to Steve, 13, 10, 60. Steve, what do you think? XO?
It's a no from me.
It's an X-no from Steve.
Yes.
Okay.
Look at it this way. You get the email, you put the XO, you meet that person, you've never met them in your life. Would you honestly go up to them, give them a big kiss on the lips and a hug? Or even on the cheek if you haven't met them? Probably not.
Probably not. You are right,
that's
Steve.
That's my point. You've got to keep it professional until you hit a point where you would give them a kiss, hello, or goodbye. Then a kiss is warranted.
Yeah, right.
I stand with Steve. Josh on 13, 10, 60. To X or not to X in emails?
To X. I don't see a problem with it.
All right. So, Josh, do you do this yourself?
I do, actually. It's a little bit weird because I'm a truck driver.
So you sign off with a kiss to people you haven't met in your workplace?
I do, because it keeps the excitement in the workplace and it makes people think that I'm a bubbly guy. They may think I'm a little bit on the fabulous side, but who cares?
Has anyone in your own workplace pulled you up on it?
One person has pulled me up on it. He thought I was a little bit gay, so I just went along with it. Now he doesn't know what to think.
Right. Okay.
Well, okay. So now you're just Josh who does the kisses in the truck. That's how people know you.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Okay. That's one perspective. Yvonne on 13, 10, 60. To X or not to X in emails?
I'm a definite X because I am more so in text messages, professional text messages, but also in emails because I actually got pulled up for not doing it. I found people thought I was cranky with them if I didn't put it in because I tend to be a bit more like Lee's in that I'm more direct when I communicate. I don't write all the fluffy books in an email.
Yeah.
And so people thought I was angry.
Yeah, no, I'm the direct one. I'm the angry one in emails, not Lee's, Yvonne. But look, I think this is people wanting to dilute your mastery of the English language. You write an email, you get to the point, you get in, you get out,
yeah,
you stop mucking about and you
saying,
don't put a kiss to dilute the
it's
message.
It's not about the mastery of the English language, Sarah. What Yvonne's saying is that the X, people find that easier to deal with. So if she has something constructive to say, maybe a bit critical to say, the X will help get the message along because they feel world that she's friendly about it. Look, it's saying here on our screen,
rubbish,
65.
Rubbish. If you were writing a direct email, you would say, you're doing a great job. I just want to give you a couple of suggestions.
65% of people are absolutely fine with the X or an O at the end of an email or text.
Rubbish. Well, look, now you know how I feel about it.
Guys, our email address is hello@thosetwogirls.com.au.
Oh, please.
Bring them in.
Yeah, Lise will respond to all of you with smooches.
So the Met Gala was yesterday, as you touched on, Sarah. Designers, models, movie stars, musicians, everyone who's anyone is there. But the guest list itself is very, very, very carefully presided over by Anna Wintour. Now, yes. She's the editor of Vogue. She has been in charge of that guest list since 1995, and her selection of guests is brutal, okay? There is actually a list of people who will never be able to attend the Met Gala anymore. They've been banned by Anna Wintour herself. And the reasons behind why they will never set foot again it will just boggle your mind. Let's start with, do you remember Tim Gunn? He was one of the judges off Project Runway,
right. That
show about designers. Very, very popular show. You would know his face. He's one of the most recognisable faces in fashion. He's a legitimate fashion force. He's not just a reality TV star.
Okay.
Now, he and Anna Wintour have major beef since 2006. His invitation was rescinded by her after he did an interview with E News, you know, that thing, that platform, and they had asked him, what's the most unforgettable thing you've ever seen in fashion? Because obviously fashion is a bit nutso. He replied that he'd once seen Anna Wintour being carried down 5 flights of stairs by 2 bodyguards from a fashion show because she didn't want to walk. But he just said it like, he wasn't making fun of her. He just said that is sometimes what fashion is about. Anyway,
that's
Anna Wintour lost it. She wanted him to retract his comment. He refused. As a result, he is permanently blacklisted from the gala.
Oh,
let's move on to Coco Rochar. Now, she's a supermodel.
I don't know who these people
Coco
are.
Coco Rochar.
Are these people you know because of your time in New York as a model?
It doesn't matter if you know them or not. Well, whatever.
If you keep saying Coco Rochar, it doesn't make her appear in my mind any quicker.
Well, use Google like the rest of us. So she was a regular on the red carpet at the Met Gala until 2017, when she wore the same dress as Katy Perry, and Katy Perry and Anna Wintour are tight AF. Okay? And Anna Wintour said, she's out. She's never setting foot here again.
This all sounds very catty and petty.
Very. Then let's move to Tina Fey. Now, everybody...
Tina Fey is not banned from the Met Gala.
Tina Fey is banned from the Met Gala.
No!
Okay, so get this. I mean, it's the very best. Tina Fey has zero interest in the Met Gala, and
she's been
very, very vocal about that. So she once said to David Letterman, it is such a jerk parade. If you had a million arms and all the people you would punch in the world were there, they're all like something along those lines. Like she's like, she hates everyone
that goes there.
So Anna Wintour was like, you are never coming. Last
Which
but not
least. I don't think would have cut Tina at all.
No, but it goes to show.
Righto.
Like, this woman has incredible power. Last but not least, Rachel Zoe. Do you know who she is?
So she's an old stylist.
She's a celebrity stylist.
Who did like the Hiltons and Nicole Richie a thousand years ago.
She has a cult following.
Okay.
Anyway, she made one badly timed comment about Anna Wintour, again in an interview, where she said, Anna Wintour is one of my heroes, but they say I'm more influential these days.
Oh, wow.
And that
what I love
burned.
The idea is that Anna Wintour is just sitting in the Vogue office and she's got Google News alerts set to her name. And every morning when that little report comes in, she's just going through like, banned. Tina Fey will never get a piece of the Met. And Tina's like, mate, I don't
care. Whatever.
I didn't want to go anyway.
I know. Isn't that great? Also, fun fact, Donald Trump proposed to Melania on the red carpet of the Met Gala back in 2004.
Also proving what Tina said about every jerk in the world
being
at that event, right?
Yeah. They're all there on the red carpet, all the jerks of the world.
Too much
But also
pressure.
Entertaining for us, right?
Well, thank goodness for Gaga, right?
Anna Wintour has too much power.
Like, she does, and also Lady Gaga was everything in a bag of chips.
Okay.
There you go.
I feel like chips now you've said that.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
There you go, the best of today's show. And now, just for a bit of funsies.
Camels of the world. Yeah. Every hump and every hole.
So every Wednesday we try and find...
Come on, we have to wait for the good bit. That's a camel.
It's been so long between camel burps, I'd forgotten what it sounded like. But every Wednesday we try and find camel news from around the world and inject a little bit of humpy goodness into the show. We haven't found that in many weeks, but recently I was at a party that was held by Portuguese people.
Ooh.
Okay, a little bit of multiculturalism that was fascinating. And the
dessert... Were you at a
Nando's? No, I was not at a Nando's. But it was a little 8-year-old girl's birthday party, and one of her favourite desserts was served to everyone there, and it's called camel spit. Now, it genuinely looks like dirty, bubbly saliva from a camel. So it looks completely unappetizing, but it's actually made with egg whites, condensed milk, and something else, and it's all whipped together.
And it's a traditionally Portuguese.
Yep. And it's called camel spit. And I presented that to Aaron, our darling producer, and he said to me, "No, Sarah, you can't open the show with that on a Wednesday." And I thought, this is BS. Who controls the shots here? Aaron does. So there, I finally got it off my chest. Now we can release it into the and then Aaron said, "Well, why don't we talk about speed bumps?" Because I went over some humps for camel news. And Lise and I were
good.
Like,
that
yes,
is good. That's
let's
great.
Do that. Let's talk about speed bumps. But, you know, you didn't think that was as funny when we took you up on the offer, did you? No. No, he's a strong, silent type, Aaron.
Guys, ever sort of since I put that pen in my mouth, I feel sick.
What's he doing?
I don't know. People are making signals to us. Yeah, there you go. People are making signals to us that don't correspond. Okay, now I get it. We're done. Anyway, we should okay.
Okay, people are pulling people, everyone else but Lise and me out of the studio.
So we do a show too.
This is a podcast, and you'll note it's hard to get
also,
angry.
Also, you get these people at 6 a.m. It's 5:58.
It's hard to get angry at people regarding care for the show when this podcast was opened with you trying to work an app on your phone, and then getting very bloody angry at Sarah and I when we dared
to suggest.
Because
I don't understand how this app works, and I am so...
And you know what? If I was signing off from this podcast in email form, I'd actually put a kiss at the end of it.
Kiss hug. Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.